All right, guys, welcome once again to your Adonis Lifestyle Podcast. I'm Brad Howard, and I've got John Barber on the phone. And today we have some announcements to make. Obviously, we've got the contest winners of the third Adonis Index Transformation Contest, and lordy, lordy, it was tough. That's all I got to say. What do you think, John? I mean, we've been agonizing over this one.
Mm-hmm. It was you guys did a really good job. A lot of entrants. Transformations were amazing. The final look you guys produced was a good chunk of you could win a bodybuilding show or at least place in the top three. One of you did, Alan Elliott. He actually piggybacked a bodybuilding show with our show or our contest. So there was just – this was really hard to judge. I mean, we were just – we just went over and over and over, and we just had to keep reminding ourselves that it was a, quote, transformation contest. And because some guys, their final look is phenomenal, but they didn't come from really far away to that final look. And again, it's in 12 weeks, there's only so much you can do from a muscle building standpoint versus a fat loss standpoint. And we didn't want it to turn into just a fat loss contest, because clearly anyone who's got more fat to lose can produce a bigger change, so to speak, in such a short period of time. Anyone who's any of you whose your goal was building muscle, I mean, you know you're up against – it's tough, because 12 weeks is – I mean, it's hard to build a lot or very noticeable muscle in 12 weeks. So we ended up the way we chose the winners was we kind of awarded sort of on both sides of the coin. We sort of ended up with the three best – what we thought was the three best changes as far as building muscle and the three best changes as far as sort of – a cut down or arriving at an overall look, and it was essentially the only way we could really come to something that we thought was fair. And like I said, when we're going to post a lot of the pictures here, and you're going to see some people who their final look is so good, and and we're sitting here going, how do we exclude some of these people, because their final look is so good. And then we just had to keep reminding ourselves it was a before an after contest, not just an after. But we went back over the same pictures over and over again. I mean, everyone did such a good job. So this gives rise to what we're talking about, which is the open class, which is going to start in January. And that's going to be a contest, not a before and after contest, but a final look contest. So just we're going to be judging on the final shape you get into. And in that contest, it doesn't matter where you came from. It just matters what your final look looks like. And quite a few of you guys should ride the momentum you've built from this contest straight through into that one in January, because that one's going to be, I think,
highly competitive and sick.
Highly competitive. It's going to be really good. And there's already a half a dozen of you who that's the contest you should be in for sure. And then other people I know, I think, are going to be joining in. I think Jason will be in it. And I think Rich was maybe even talking about it, maybe Ron. So some of previous winners are going to be resurfacing in that contest, simply because once you've done the transformation, you can't enter another transformation contest, because there's nowhere to transform from and to. I mean, if you've won one of them or already placed in one of them, it's pretty hard to do it again, right? Like in Dan's case, he had still some room to go. In Jason's case, after the first one, he still had room to go for the second. But after the second go around, where there was nowhere else for someone like Jason to go, like he's basically tapped out for entering anything that we had. So that's why we've created this new class.
Yeah. It's interesting, because like we're going to show you in the blog post that accompanies this, that I mean, we've essentially, you know, obviously picked the six winners, but we also kind of compiled together what I'm kind of calling the watch list. And the watch list is basically the people that, for lack of a better term, showed up to the wrong contest. These are the guys that, you know, we looked at and we were like, damn, need some definite recognition, and are going to, you'll see. We're going to put the pictures up so you can see. But these guys definitely showed up. Unfortunately, you know, some of them only had to cut down maybe 10 pounds. These are the people that were already within striking distance, which is what we're trying to do anyway. Overall, is to the whole goal is to try to get within striking distance so that you can be wherever you want to be within 4 weeks. from a cutting perspective. But so as John was saying, it's not really much of a transformation from a cutting perspective. Some people, you could see the before and after and be like, oh man, that's kind of crazy. But from our perspective of what we see, because we understand that and that's our goal anyway, you know, that's why open. And this is why we predicted this last time. And sure enough, it's kind of come to fruition just like we, you know, predicted. We had some people show up in this contest that, you know, this contest, would have been the one we should have probably started the open class, but we just kind of got on the ball too late. So, but at least we knew it ahead of time.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have known how many people would have entered and how many people would have showed up in such good shape. So, you live and you learn, right? So, and this is going to be, from now on, we'll have the open class as well as transformation.
Yeah, and all I've got to say is let the trash talking begin.
Oh, God, yeah. And then a new twist. So the open class is going to have three age levels. There'll be a senior, which is 50 and up, and then there'll be a junior, which is under 25, and then the standard weight class, or whatever you call it, will be between 25 and 50. And that's because that makes good sense. Guys that are over 50 just don't really have the ability to carry the sort of mass that guys in their late 20s, 30s, and 40s can carry. And the younger guys that are younger than 25 simply have not had enough years of training experience to compete with a guy who's around 30, 35 years old, who's had 10, 15 solid years of training under his belt. I mean, at 22, 23, I don't care how hard you train, you just don't have that extra 6, 7, 8, 9 years of experience of training. I mean, you just can't build the thickness that the 35-year-old guy has had the opportunity to build. So we're going to split it up into junior, regular, and senior. So you're competing against people with similar training experience, and that also gives us the opportunity to give away more prizes, right? So we're going to do a win, place, and show. So first, second, third, junior, first, second, third, standard, first, second, third, senior. So that gives us a chance to give away nine prizes. And
that's the open.
Yep. And then we're going to maintain a transformation contest. And from now on, we're going to do a first, second, and third in the transformation contest. And in the transformation contest, we will former winners, so any of the guys who get announced today, plus anyone who's ever won before, will now vote on the transformation contest. So it won't be me, Pilon, and Howard anymore. I mean, we'll be involved, and our votes will be part of the votes, but it's, you know, and we may revamp this such that we don't vote on it at all, but the transformation contest will largely be chosen by former previous winners from now on.
Yeah, it's going to be more of a peer review process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And anyone who wins the open is also – anyone who win places or shows, anyone who finishes top three in the open also will be voting on any future transformation contest as well.
Right. So, yeah, open never votes on open.
Oh, me, Howard, and Pilon are always voting – still maintaining as the judges for the open.
Right.
Yes. So, and then anyone who wins open or anyone who has won a previous transformation contest gets to vote on new transformation contests.
Right. Yeah. Basically what it all amounts to at the end of the day. And we'll announce this once we really get it nailed down. It might be a month. It might be right before the new contest.
Yeah.
Probably as we announce the new contest, we've got some other ideas of stuff that we want to do and ways we want to reward people that have nothing to do with money and prizes per se, and it's more status and that type of jazz. But we're still working out the kinks of it, of how we want that to look. But basic gist of it is that, I mean, when you get to the point where you're competing in open and doing well and maintaining a certain shape, and then the fact of the matter is that you basically have shown up. I mean, you're kind of at the pinnacle of where you need to be and where you want to be. So, you know, you should be perpetually rewarded for that as long as you choose to be a member of our community. And you know, we're going to figure out ways to make that happen. So it's like I say, I mean, you're an inspiration to people. Why would we, you know, why wouldn't we help you take advantage of that?
Yep.
So, all right. So enough about that good stuff. I know we're kind of digressing and putting it off because it's kind of hard, but
yeah, I guess we should get to it, right?
Yeah, let's get to it. Go ahead, man.
All right, so like we said before, we got six six prizes to give away here, and I guess it was I guess the way we structured it, it was more or less a first, second, and a third, and then kind of three fourth place runner up prizes because they were the similar prize. So I guess we'll start with the 4, 5, and 6 in no particular order. These are just kind of a tie for fourth as the fourth place runner up. So we had Richard Lane. That's on the boards, on the forums. His handle is a smoking deal. And, we had to award Richard, simply because he managed to lose about 60 pounds in 12 weeks. And I know it's not a fat loss contest, but that's a lot of work done in a short period of time. And we've seen this happen before where that initial push from feeling, you know, like there's a long way to go and you gotta get going, and taking a huge chunk off like that ends up being the stimulus to take it even further. And, you know, like same thing happened with Jason. He did two contests back to back and he just, you know, just rode the momentum from the first one. And so I'm guessing Richard's going to want to compete again after this one. And so we had to award that change. So Richard is going to take one of those places. And then after that, we had Matt Mizurak. I apologize, Matt, if I'm saying your name wrong. Matt Miz. Let's just say Matt Miz. Matt had a really good transformation, and you'll see his pictures on the blog. And again, he just came a long way in a short period of time, and we had to reward it. I personally think he even looks younger in his after picture. It really changes the way people look, not just the body, but just overall. Everyone just looks so much better in their afters. It really is just a complete change. So Matt Miz, that's another one of our I guess tied for fourth place runner up.
Yeah, let me make a comment on that, because as we were talking about it a little while ago, trying to solidify everything, is, you know, you can look at Matt's picks and you can definitely see, I mean, the ones we put up, I mean, he looks younger. It is interesting. Mm-hmm. We're just like, wow, is that the same guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And so I mean, you can't. I mean, that's dramatic. You can't not recognize something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. I mean, you guys are gonna see all the picks and everyone who's on the, I guess what you could say, our watch list. This wasn't easy. Like
we're splitting hairs when we start talking about stuff like this.
Oh yeah.
It's not easy. So yeah, we'll get to the watch list in just a second, which is gonna be cool. But yeah, let's finish up.
Okay, so the third person in the fourth place runner up category, I guess you could say, is Tommy Powers or Tommy Power. And he did a good job of building up muscle, and it was quite a dramatic change, at least that we thought in a 12 week time period. So it was a good example of how much I guess muscle density and thickness you can put on in 12 weeks. And 12 weeks isn't a long time to do it. So I had to it was tough to pick, but I had to give this position to Thomas for this one, and you'll see his picture there. And then, so now we get into the top three. And so in third place overall was Andrew Scott. Andrew actually entered our contest last time, and he was basically in what formerly was the build category. And he just continued on trying to build up muscle. And I think this time he actually built quite a bit of muscle from what we could tell in 12 weeks. And it shows, and, you know, his shape is really good, and he's already lean, and so it was really just a matter of building as much muscle as he could in 12 weeks. So we were splitting hairs between him and Thomas to see who got third and fourth here. And again, I know some of you are like, you are going to look at those pictures and look at your pictures and be like, I look like those guys too. And we know it was really hard to pick, and so we just had to keep reminding ourselves it was the overall change. So Andrew Scott took third, and so this brings us to second place was Jason Gottlieb, and Jason's transformation is, I think, one of the most dramatic. To me, it looks like a different person altogether, and it was just, it, Frankly, that one blew me away when I saw Jason. I was like, wow, that's a completely different person. And Jason also did a really good job of presenting himself too. And that's part of what this was all about. Since we can't see you guys in person, you have to do, like I remember I stressed it, you have to do a good job of showing us what you got in your pictures. And I mean, you all did a pretty good job of it. You all did, I mean, kudos to everyone for what you sent in because it did really help with the judging. But
no,
Jason,
it hurt.
It was tough.
Yeah, you guys somebody's got to start taking worse pictures and stuff to make it easier on us.
And what I've realized now is I'm going to give you guys all a tutorial on how to actually pose to so you can really bring out the look of every pose, because some people are slightly better at it than others. And then I think all of you could have, I noticed some of you guys actually did a black background, which was pretty interesting. We're going to standardize that too for everybody. So we're going to give you kind of like a little instructional video on how to get it all done properly. So you're really being compared in the exact same positioning, the exact same lighting and everything. I'm going to do a little instructional, video plus maybe a little bit of a written manual for everyone. So the next time around, especially for the open class, everyone will be doing identical posing and identical positioning, because it's getting to the point where
it matters.
We really are splitting hairs to try to figure out who's going to win this. So personally, I found Jason's transformation, I found it shocking. So I couldn't not give him a second place for that.
Yeah. Again, we're looking at not only the way his body looks, but even face. I mean, it literally looks like something positive happened.
Yeah, I don't know if any of you guys who entered noticed that, or anyone looking at the pics, but a lot of people's faces changed. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it seems to be less stressful. If that makes sense. You know what I mean? I mean, it's almost like this sounds cliche, but you know, a lot of the pics we get in, it looks like, you know, the before pic is one pic, but then the after pic, it looks like there's a weight that's been lifted off.
There's something, I don't know, maybe they're just really happy because it's finally over, but it
maybe
comes across on the camera somehow.
Yeah, it does. It really does. So, yeah. Jason did a great job.
And so that leaves our overall winner, which I think most people in the forum already guessed at, is Dan Richardson. Dan did a phenomenal job, and Dan seemed to follow in Jason Haynes' footsteps from earlier in the year, doing two contests back to back. And so Dan's overall transformation from way back is absolutely phenomenal. And when you stack the two contests together, but in this one he came the furthest and took it the furthest, I guess you could say, and made the biggest change when we looked at all of the different categories of what could possibly change. And we looked at everything. I have spreadsheets of like changes in shoulder to waist ratio and change and shoulder to height ratio, waist to height ratio versus waist to shoulders, and then total weight loss, weight gain, weight maintenance, final AI, where they are versus where the golden ratio is versus how close they are to their current ratio. So meaning, how close are you to the golden ratio with our projected waist size versus, you know, where they got to. So I was looking, I was redividing and splitting this up as many which ways as I could to try to compare. Because again, I know now that you've heard all six places, there's people who got left out who looked phenomenal. And it's
right.
it's really hard to resolve that in my head. I'm like, well, how do I leave some of these people out? And you know who you are. Some of you, and I'm going to email you guys all personally. And I think some of you guys, I'm going to suggest quite a few of you guys enter the open, because there's some of you guys that didn't win this. I can tell you, if we had the open right now, you'd be placing in the money in the open for sure.
Right. Well, let's back up. I mean, you kind of jumped over some stuff with Dan's that I think we need to talk about, and that's, I mean, we kind of touched on it with Richard's transformation as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're finding, and one of the reasons that we're actually, you know, keeping the before and after, not that we really considered giving it away, but it seems to be a really good springboard for a lot of guys you know, because we're seeing a trend. It's like it literally takes two contests.
If you've got a long way to go, it seems like two contests is what it takes to get all the way to golden, right, so to speak.
Right. Which is really not that much time when you really put it all together. I mean, we're talking.
It's two 12 week runs with a month rest in between, more or less.
Right. So you're probably looking at, you know, 30-ish weeks, you know, 28 yeah. weeks.
Yeah. Half a year.
About half a year to really kick it and yeah. do it. And we're just seeing this as a trend. I mean, it's, you know, that's a beautiful thing about what we do is we kind of get to oversee and notice a lot of trends that are coming across. And this is definitely one of them. So just kind of keep that in mind. If you've got a long ways to go, I mean, if you've got 100 pounds to lose or something like that, well, just keep in mind that your first contest allows you to believe in yourself and to gain that critical momentum. And then once, that's what we keep telling people, because everybody's like, when's the next contest going to start? I'm not going to start doing any work until the contest. And that's absolutely crazy, because you lose out on all the momentum.
Well, now that we have the open, you don't have to, because I understand some of the concern, and it was a valid concern. It was like, well, my transformation, I'm doing air quotes, won't be as good if I'm in better shape at the beginning. And so we run into the problem of kind of penalizing people for already being in good shape, which we're going to fix now. We're going to remedy by offering the open contest.
Right.
So you don't need to try to gain 20 pounds to try to look crappy. So just so you have some weight to take off for the next contest, you now train your butt off right up until the day that the open contest, you know, entry is scheduled for. So,
well, yeah, we're not going to end up being like a supplement ad where you've got the big fat guy who, like, your whole.
No, like, the point isn't to get out of shape just to try to get back into shape.
Right.
The point is to,
like, perpetually.
The point is to be in shape and just keep improving that shape.
Right,
and
exactly.
And based on the trend Brad was just saying, Jason proved it the first time around. Now Dan's re-upping the idea that you can start from just about as far away as possible. No offense, Dan. And you can get all the way there and win. And it seems to take a couple of contests to do it. And so for someone who feels that you're just feels like it's a long way away, well, now you've got the roadmap. You enter the transformation contest first, see where you get to with that, and then use that momentum to enter the open second.
All right, so let's talk about this watch list really quickly, because I think this is important. I'm gonna talk about these guys and kind of get into this for two reasons. Number one, I mean, these guys absolutely showed up. And these guys deserve to get some kudos and deserve to do some trash talking in the forums and stuff like that. Because if they show up next time around, it's gonna be on. The second reason is because we kind of want to give you an idea of what, if you're listening to this right now and still wondering if what we talk about can actually help you. We want to show you these pictures because these guys are absolutely shredded. Right, I mean, they are shredded, and just by using the kind of the simple tools and strategies that we talk about, you can take it that far, you know. And there's no big secret to what a lot of these guys did. I mean, it's basically just, you know, being consistent and taking what we talk about and just believing in the process, and this is where you get to go. So, you know, I sent an email last week, you know, talking about, you know, one of the big things about what we do is that, you know, we don't. With our systems and processes and the way we think, is there are no kind of embedded governors, so to say, like with a lot of ways that people tell you the way to eat, you know, or if you eat this, not that, or, you know, ways of working out. I mean, basically they take advantage of, I mean, yeah, you're going to get somewhere, but it kind of just gets you back to normal and you kind of stagnate and you don't know why, but it's because you weren't given the complete toolbox of what's really going on. And so you can't decide for yourself how far you want to take it, and which we think is unfair. I personally think that you should have the whole toolbox to be able to take it as far as you need to take it, and make really good decisions for yourself.
I mean, you don't have to, but we're at least giving you how to do it.
Yeah, we give you the ways to measure the indexes, you know, the things about, you know, how many calories and how that works and why it works the way it works, so that you know, you have an idea, and so you don't really get down upon yourself about why something isn't working. You can easily, I mean, ration out what you need to do and make the decision you need to make based on where you want, based on how far you want to take it. So that's why these guys we want to kind of talk about. So let's kind of go into that really quickly. Let's talk about some of these guys. We've got five guys that kind of showed up. I think the top four guys, what we're going to talk about, really showed up. And then we've got one guy who's going to kind of be a dark horse, I think, coming into the next contest if he chooses to do it. So we've got, let's see, it was Elliot, Irvin, Tulio, Levy, and then the dark horse, I think, is Oliveria, right?
De Oliveria, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about these guys really quickly.
Well, Alan Elliott, I don't know how I hadn't really heard much from Alan. I guess I don't know if he was just being quiet. Alan actually entered a bodybuilding show, and he piggybacked the show with our contest. And, I mean, he obviously looked really good. He came in – I think he came in third, he told me, in his bodybuilding show, so that's great. And, you know, in the open class – you're going to, whoever's competing, and if he's going to enter again, this is kind of the condition and look people are going to be up against. And Andrew Irvine, same thing. His conditioning was fantastic, and his final look was really good. And so same with Andrew Tulio. Sorry, Andrew, for pronouncing that wrong. You guys had an amazing final look, and the only reason we chose, or we couldn't really – the only reason it was difficult to not have you place in this show because we were looking for an overall transformation, and it seemed as though other people had more distance to go to get to where they got to versus where you guys got to. And again, it's so difficult because it's not to diminish your accomplishment. We just had to keep refocusing on the overall transformation here. But you guys looked phenomenal, and your after pictures, I was shocked at some of them. And Mark Levy, I mean – what can we say? Everyone's seen Mark's pictures now. He's just totally ripped. So, I mean, it was very difficult to, I mean, you're the guys who make us realize that the open class is necessary because yeah. your final look was so good. And that you guys would be the front runners in the open class right now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, and it's just crazy, you know, seeing the stuff coming in. I mean, as soon as it came in, I knew we had a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't really know what to say about it. It was difficult when we saw the pictures.
Yeah, I put it this way. I knew we had a problem, but it was a problem we had already solved. So it wasn't really a problem. It was just bad timing, so to say. Nice. You know, because, you know, we're just kind of sitting there. And we're like, you know, we want some of the other guys, you know, that have done it in the past to keep going and keep having a reason to show up. And, you know, we like trash talk as much as anybody else, you know, and I think, you know, this is where it really starts to kick in.
Well, an open class doesn't – I don't even know if an open style of – I don't even know if this kind of contest exists besides actual real local bodybuilding shows.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that it kind of – I don't know if there's anywhere you could enter and compete in anything besides – but if you don't want to do it, that's kind of why we're offering this, because it's – after seeing what you guys sent to us, we're like, well, what do we do with all these people who didn't have, it's hard, man, this is difficult. I don't want to say didn't look bad enough in there before. Like I know where I'm going. It's so hard, but you know, it's kind of like, it's,
I mean, it is what it is. You're literally, that's what it is. That's what it is.
You're inadvertently getting penalized for not looking bad enough in your before, sort of, because it's a transformation contest. So, I guess what we want to do is encourage you guys, everyone actually, who entered, we want to encourage you to ride this momentum. You guys looked great and enter the open. There's more prizes available in the open. It's divided up to your age and experience level. So you'll be competing against people who, I mean, you know, Andrew Scott won't be competing against Mark Levy. So, the 21-year-old or the 20-year-old and the 50-year-old aren't going to have to deal with each other's differences. Like, you're going to compete against people who are similar to you, and that's a lot more fair. So,
right.
We want to offer that because we want you guys to have an incentive to keep – it's fun to compete, right?
And did I mention there's going to be trash talking?
Oh, yeah. You know, so we want everyone to, we want everyone to have another place to compete without having to have a huge now guys like Jason and Ron and Rich will be back involved in the mix. So I think it's just necessary. We have to have this new class.
Right. I mean, not only is it necessary, but you know, it just makes sense. I mean, there has to be a transition to beyond just the transformation. I mean, where do you go from there? What's next?
We just keep doing it. I mean, and you guys may flip flop. Some guys, you guys may end up competing against each other a couple years in a row. And the idea is now it's just incremental improvements.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, to be honest, right now, this is kind of the culmination of what we're talking about. And this is where the bulk of the money's going to be. And you know, we talked about this last night. I mean, the open class the money's going to get, it's going to keep the bigger and badder this thing gets, you know, and us as a tribe and a community, I mean, the bigger and badder and more influence we wield and stuff like that. And the more money that comes in, I mean, the more money we're going to pay out. I mean, this thing's going to get big and bad.
Well, I mean, we'll pay out. Yeah. I mean, our goal is to pay out more money per winner plus more winners.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we're talking, you know, it's going to be one of those things where we honestly want it to make news, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we're throwing out that. Oh, God, dude.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We're able to pay out a lot of money, you know, and a lot of prizes and really reward people that are, you know, and encourage more trash talking. Are you noticing a trend here? At least on my end.
Yeah, basically.
I like the trash talking part of it. What was the other thing I wanted to kind of go into about classes? Let's see, classes open.
Are you going through your notes?
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking really quickly. What was that? There was something else I wanted to cover really quickly about what's in the future. You know what? We'll get to another time.
We'll get to another time. So essentially, those are the winners. The pictures will be on the post. I'll be contacting everyone directly anyways. Like we said, the open class, we'll maintain judging on the open class. But from now on, people who have placed in any of our contests are going to now be the people who judge the new transformation contest. So in January, anyone who was just announced for this contest, anyone who's won previously, you guys, I will be asking to participate as judges for the new transformation contest in January.
Yeah, unless you're entering the transformation contest. So, like, let's say if you're somebody like Dan, you competed in one contest, you're not at the point where you're going to compete in the open class, and you're going back into the next transformation contest, then obviously you can't.
Or not Dan, you mean like maybe Richard?
Well, yeah. Well, I was just saying, I'm using Dan as an example of this time around.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You can't obviously be a judge even though you've won and you're in it. You're clearly
right.
But if you're going back into it,
if you're going back into it, then obviously you can't.
But if you're not, like if you're going in the open and you've placed in this one, you can be invited to judge the next transformation contest.
Yep. Absolutely. So yeah, lots of fun. Unfortunately, there's not going to be a transcription of this one because obviously this is kind of last minute, and you know, there's nothing to teach in this one. It's just basically an announcement. So,
yep.
You got anything else you wanted to add on this?
Nope, that's good.
Okay, cool, man. All right, well, congratulations to everybody. Everybody that entered, people did a fantastic job. And for John Barbin, I'm Brad Howard, and that's your Adonis Lifestyle Podcast.